Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We want Dallas. The chant still goes. I tell you, that's got to be intimidating. 50,000 people screaming, "We want Dallas." Play action fake to Dorsett. Hit the ball well. Set up a screen. Batted in the air. Picked off by Darrell Grant. Touchdown, Washington Redskins. I don't believe it. Unbelievable.
That's your We Want Dallas game. Sorry about that. Sorry about that NFC title game at RFK. Sorry about Dexter Manley tipping the pass. Sorry about Darrell Grant rumbling to the hoose to go to the Super Bowl. Sorry about that memory. Sorry about that parade. By the way, we didn't go to that parade when I was a kid. My dad pulled off one of those all-time dad lies where you're just a kid. You're like, "I trust you." You're British.
"Daddy, I trust you, I do. Everything you say makes perfect sense to me, Daddy. Paternal figure."
He's like, "There are no kids allowed at the parade."
Oh.
"There are no kids allowed. You can't do it. Otherwise, son, I would love to take it, but there are no kids."
It's a great lie, by the way.
I turn on the TV, and I'm like, there's a kid. There's another kid. He's the kid. How come there are kids? Too late. It's already over. But we went in 87. You couldn't hear anything in 87. Actually, again, I always say 87 season, 88. Well, we went, and the sound system was, you know, 1980 sound system. So you'd hear, and then we'll go, "Yay!" You know? And then the next person would talk, "This was Dallas. Yay!" You know, you didn't know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was joy. Just hugging people. Welcome back. Grant Nanny here on the Fan. Hanging out with you. No GP, but yes, Toby. He is here with us as Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season. It's time for you to plan for your future as well. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morod can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We're live at Uptown Alley in Manassas. This place is awesome. You can do whatever you want to do. You want to roll? You want to get a league night going? Get that happening. You can eat delicious food stuff, which I have. There are adult sodas. I see people drinking. They're drinking alcohol, Toby. Are you comfortable?
I'm okay.
Okay, good.
I'm okay.
Good. I've had water. I'm just saying, I've had straight water. A little bit of ice. I like water on the rocks. That's my drink of choice. But we'll be here until 6:30. Come on out and say, hey. The topic of the moment, we got a little winning off the field we'll do next. We got the Beltway Blitz at 4. This is a big one. Got a chance to go to the NFC title game for the first time since the early 90s. I ask you first, Tobias, as our resident young person. For you, this is the biggest game since?
2012 wild card game against the Seahawks, RG3's rookie year. It's the only team that I felt had a chance to do anything in my lifetime. You think back to some of the other playoff losses, Taylor Heineke diving for the pylon. Even if they found a way to win that game, they're not going any further, right? There was no chance they were winning. It was fun, but they're not winning. I think about the Packers playoff game. Maybe you felt like they could beat the Packers, but they weren't going further than that. 2012 felt special. It felt like they could keep going, and to lose that one was a devastator. But that one felt like the only team in my lifetime that could go somewhere. This team has that same feeling where it could actually go somewhere. They've won a playoff game. You could maybe get to the NFC Championship game. You're just one 60-minute game away from that. So to me, it's that 2012 wildcard game.
800-636-1067. Biggest game since? Here's my answer. And that 2012 game was amazing. That was huge. It was Griffin. It was mania. It was so exciting. Seven in a row. We know the whole story. But there's a backdrop for me as a fan. My belief had all but been ripped away by that point. Okay? It was coming back, and maybe Griffin was going to be the difference maker. But it wasn't like the return of Joe Gibbs. Mm. So you see to us, the gentlemen and ladies of a certain age, Joe Gibbs meant ultimate victory. Not okay. It meant he's here, it's going to be fine. We just went through that darkness of the 90s when he took off for the first time after modern free agency and the team struggled under Richie Pettibone, Norville Eugene Turner. They were just a hot tire fire. Steve Spurrier, unserious at best as the head coach for a couple of years. Just a mess. Here was Joe Gibbs, the man who fixed it. Joe Gibbs was going to fix it. He was going to bring all of Joe Gibbs' buddies with him, which was correct because they were great. He's going to bring back Don Bro. He's going to do the Joe Bugle bit. We're going to do the dance, and Joe Gibbs is here to make it happen. That first year, taking over for a bad team, they weren't very good, but my God, they smacked you in the mouth. You were going to catch hands. You were going to be dealt with. Teams that played Washington mostly lost the next week because of how physical it was. It was a fight every time you played them. 2005 comes rolling around, a scrappy, admitted on the under-talented, but that's what these Redskins teams were back then. That's what they were called. This wasn't always the most talented roster. I mean, 91, they were as talented as anybody that's ever been. But for the most part, some of those teams in the 80s, it was, you know, the undrafted free agent. It was Timmy Smith. It was, you know, the guy that nobody else wanted but fit what Joe Gibbs wanted to do. Innovation. Everybody pulling the rope in the same direction. It felt like when they went to Seattle, if they beat that Seattle team, who went on to lose in the Super Bowl that year to Pittsburgh, if they beat Seattle, a lot of us thought, here we go. This is the beginning. Joe Gibbs, year one, did almost exactly what he did the second time, year one. A group that wasn't that great, but, man, they were tough. You didn't want to see them on your schedule. Year two, postseason, you get something great going. It felt like the beginning of something. So, to me, January 14th, 2006, ultimately would be a loss against the Seattle Seahawks. To me, it's the biggest game since then. It's the biggest game since that divisional round 20 years ago. 20 years ago, thinking this was the beginning of something. It's taken me a long time, Tobes, to believe again, but I'm here to tell you what we're doing right now, this is the beginning of something. Not fraudulent, not empty calories, not eating a donut and wondering why I'm fat later, a.k.a. 7-9 Ron Rivera making the postseason. Yes. This is real, and it's the first time since then I felt that way.
Yeah, it feels so good. It feels like, Danny, last week you have the high of the wild card round, and you kind of come off a little bit as the week. Right now, it's like ready to explode, the excitement around this team, and it feels like they can actually go do it. It feels like, what if they just went and did it, right? Like, we do these what-ifs all the time with this team about different things, and in the past it's been what if they were good, or what if this is what if they could go to the Super Bowl, Danny. Mm-hmm. What if they win in Detroit and they're one win away from the Super Bowl, and it doesn't feel like a unrealistic dream? Like, it feels like something that could happen. Like, we're breaking down actual football things and saying the quarterback on this side could do it. So I think you're right. I mean, the last time they were in the divisional round, I think it's appropriate to say, like, that team felt like it might have been able to go somewhere. That's kind of how I felt with RG3. I just really didn't get to appreciate that experience. This team feels like it can go somewhere. It's been so long, at least a decade, since you felt like this team could do something. They could do it. They could do it tomorrow night.
800-636-1067. Biggest game since... Let's go to Jamie and Annandale on line one. Jamie, biggest game since?
I'm going to agree with Toby. I was at that game. I was at the prior game when they beat Dallas to win the division. That's it for me until if they win tomorrow, then go back to the 90s, Danny. with all those games at RFK, I was at the Dexter Manley sack and the Daryl Grant. I mean, my birthday tomorrow, I'll be 53. And I remember those days yesterday.
Love it. Appreciate you, dude. I want it for you. I want it for us. I want it for the whole fan base, man. It's easy to dream. Let's go to line two, Glenn in Fort Washington. This is the biggest game since.
This is Glenn. I go by the name of G. But you forget, Gus Frerotte in the Detroit Lions game, all right? And then we proceeded to go to Tampa Bay. Sean King, they robbed us for that pass interference play.
Totally right. Yeah, no, I remember. I appreciate you, G. Yeah, that we got screwed in that game. I'm saying we again. Washington got screwed in that contest. Absolutely. Still, get a snap off, get a kickoff. I'd love to see what might have happened. But, yeah, they beat Detroit in that 99 wild card game. They avenged a loss during the season, one of their worst games of the year, where Brad Johnson, who was outstanding that year, really struggled. The offense wasn't good. There wasn't certainty that they would win that postseason game against Detroit. Throttled them, handled them, a lot of fun, went to Tampa, and it turned into a rock fight. Let's go to line three. Here we got Chris in Hyattsville. Chris, this is the biggest game since?
Bears divisional round in 1988. Daryl Green game.
Why do you go back there? Now, I love that game so much, obviously, and it's like one of my core memories, but why that game?
So yeah. All right, so if you remember, the Vikings had upset the 49ers the day before.
Right.
And the 49ers were the class of the NFL. And probably second to that was the big bad Bears, who weren't too far removed from a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember being so excited because if we could get past the Bears, it was we all thought it was going to be a cakewalk to beat the Vikings and get to the Super Bowl. Detroit is the class of the NFC. And I think if they beat Detroit, I mean, it's game on. Pack your bags. Book your tickets to New Orleans, in my opinion.
Love it. Let's go to Will, line four in Rockville. Biggest game since when?
Yeah, you know, Danny, you and I are a similar age, and that 05 team, that game, when we knocked out Sean Alexander in the first quarter of the concussion, I thought, you know, we got a chance to win this thing, and then we couldn't do anything. And then that kind of play to Santana, you know, they kind of sealed our fate in that one. You know, that was tough. But biggest game since 05, in my opinion.
Love that. Yeah, I mean, that one was nip and tuck. Washington was within a score the entire time. I remember I think that's the game. There are two Seattle games that I sometimes run together for me. But they recovered a kickoff that bounced in between a bunch of guys in perfect scoring position, moved back 7 yards, and kicked a field goal. And you went, oh, that was deflating, man. What an empty, empty deal that ended up being. Seattle was a better team than went to the Super Bowl that year, but you could have stolen one. And that's kind of the point. You get an advantage like that, you get something good happening, you got to take advantage of it. Appreciate the calls on this one, 800-636-1067. Normally, it's such a big day. It's such a big game tomorrow. We might just not do this. But I feel like we're all in such a good mood. The vibe is so good, dare I say, here at Uptown Alley in Manassas. Let's run off the field together.
Love it.
You could talk about how you're going to watch the game tomorrow. You could talk about who you're watching it with. You could talk about a normal winning off the field. However you want to do it. I got a couple examples. I will give them to you. Toby's got some. We'll get this done. Let's win off the field together. Because remember, this ain't the Bruce era no more. He's done screwing us over. He did that for a long time. He's gone. That little twerp is gone. Now, this ownership group, with this GM, we go to the postseason sometimes. That's how it goes around here. 800-636-1067. Beltway Blitz at 4. Let's run off the field together next.